Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. It's been a long time since I have done an episode on a quote by anybody, and today I wanted to take a quote from my favourite parenting expert out there, along with Oprah. She also deems this woman her parenting expert and the guru. And if you're familiar with me and my podcast, you will know exactly who I'm talking about, the one and only Dr. Shefali Sabari. If you are new to this and you don't know anything about her, you should look her up for sure. She's a New York Times best-selling author of three books, The Conscious Parent, Out of Control, and The Awakened Family. And she's working on another book right now. We're not sure exactly what it's going to be about, so I'm not going to spill the beans. But short of saying, she is nothing other than miraculous in my books. She is humble, she's wise, she is modest, and I think she really has nailed this whole parenting thing on the head. Because she's the one that really put this whole concept of us being, or let me rephrase that, put the whole concept out there of looking at our children as our greatest teachers, trying to eliminate and eradicate those old school hierarchical authoritarian parenting styles into one of which where we are, you know, we see ourselves as being equal to our children, and leaders, guides, support and influencers in our child's life, provided they will allow us to do so. So rather than pointing the finger at our children and always blaming them for all the mistakes, all the screw-ups, the fact they don't listen and they are rude and disrespectful and all of that, we look at ourselves instead and say, what part have we had to play in this reality? Because we co-create our realities, whatever they might be. And when they're not what we want, our default is to blame the other person for it not being what we want. We look at them and see what is the problem with them, versus accepting that we are part of the problem as much as the other person. And when we look at that, we can actually do something about it, because we can't force change on another person, but we can force change on ourselves. And when we change ourselves and the way in which we show up and respond versus react and blame, then abracadabra, the person with us will have to change the way in which they show up. Does it happen overnight? No. But change happens pretty quickly. When we change something about ourselves, those people in our company will have to change the way in which they respond to the changes we've made. So the quote is this. Sorry, I've been a bit long-winded in describing that and Dr. Shefali, but I can't. It's so hard to put into words all the greatness that she is and all the amazing wisdom and information she has now shared in the world, and how far-reaching it is all going, and how much better life is, certainly in my home, as a result of adopting this new way of being and showing up with our kids. So here's the quote. Once you accept your children's basic nature, you can contour your style to meet their temperament. To do so means letting go of your fantasies of yourself as a certain kind of parent, and instead evolve into the parent you need to be for the particular child in front of you. I would take that even further and say, to do so means letting go of your fantasies of yourself and your fantasies of your child. And she has said this many times as well. This is not my work, it's not my original stuff, but you know, when you think about it, we fantasize about how we could be, should be, or at times think we are, and we're often not. And we also fantasize about what we would love our child to be versus the child that's standing right in front of us. So let's give an example here. For example, your child might be very strong-willed or determined, and they negotiate with you over everything because they won't stand down and they won't take no for an answer. And this is a very, very common challenge that many parents face. So if we look at the inherent characteristic of your child and know what that is. You know, some kids are very strong-willed. They were born strong-willed and they will never not be strong-willed. Others are born way more laid back and easygoing, and they're never going to be super strong-willed. And others are a bit of both. And some are born wanting to please, and some are born just, you know, at the end of the day, they're born as they are. And we are born as we are. We have certain characteristics, certain temperaments, and that's really what makes us the person we are today. So when we try and fight a part of a characteristic or temperament that we don't quote unquote like, but more than that, that we find particularly challenging. You know, it is very challenging when you've got a child that won't take no and pushes back all the time and negotiates all the time. I saw the most hilarious, I say hilarious, video recently on YouTube with a 2-year-old. There's the cutest little button imaginable. This little boy negotiating with his mum. And, you know, she was saying, no, you need to listen to me. And he'd interrupt and go, no, mum, you need to listen to me. Listen to me. You're not listening to me, mum. And he would go on and on. Anyway, as cute as it was, in my mind, I was just imagining how exhausting this must be for this mum. And that at times this mum would wish he wasn't so controlling, wasn't so negotiating, wasn't so demanding. But he is a negotiator. He is demanding. He is strong-willed. You're not going to change that. And these are in and of themselves remarkable traits. They will stand him in very good stead. I see it as this mum's job is to help him challenge that amazing energy and that strong-willedness and determination and persevering streak, channel it in positive ways rather than channeling it against people. You know, he needs to learn to work with his temperament and these strong traits so that he can work with people rather than against them. So we have to be able to change how we show up on a particular day over another as well. I mean, this mum might get it right today. She might be able to work with him, not fight against him, somehow manage to negate the negotiating and have him listen and she listens, and a more sort of open, collaborative relationship. Even with a 2-year-old, I believe you can do this. There are definitely ways of doing it with these strong-willed kids, and very successfully. If you're struggling with this, then reach out to me because I can absolutely help you. And many of the parents I've been working with in my group coaching have been finding this. You know, if you don't get your strong-willed toddler and your controlling toddler, find a way to navigate through it with in the face of those challenges, then if you don't find a way to work with it and are always fighting against it, it's going to escalate. And by the time that strong-willed toddler is a strong-willed teenager, it's very, very difficult, way more difficult to make the changes you need to make. So we have to accept that this is the way they are. When we fight who it is they are, or the character or temperament that it is who they are, we will resist it. And when we resist it, what we resist persists. So when you wish that your child did things in advance of a deadline, but they don't, for example, or when you wish your child would just listen, but they don't, when you wish they would just get off their phones, but they don't, when you wish they would stop negotiating, but they don't, we can wish for all of it, but it's an expectation, it's a future dream, it's a future preferred reality. It's not right in the here and now. And when we have this future fantasy, It takes us out of the present moment and into the future, or into the past, because we've faced it before, it didn't go well, and we're worried it's going to happen again. It toxifies the present moment and stops us seeing the child in front of us. And when we can't see the child in front of us and see all the nooks and crannies, we are not going to be able to navigate the challenges that the present moment is giving us. So when you wish for them to be anything other than what they are in any given moment, you're going to be parenting from lack and fear. And when we're in lack and fear, because we're worried and we're frightened about something, we will go into our protective, reflex, fully developed from birth, amygdala, our reptilian brain, which will fight, freeze, or flee. So we are going to run away from it, fight it, or just be, you know, caught like a deer in the headlights. None of that's going to work because we are not parenting from abundance, from wholeness, from your gut, from your intuition, from your presence, from your essence, from the spirit of who it is you are. So when we don't recognize who it is our kid is, we're not recognizing who it is we are, because we're not who we are. We're parenting from ego, which is fearful thought, false self. So you can see how all of this ties together. And when we accept our kids for who it is in any given moment, on any given day, it helps us parent in a way that will meet their needs. It will help us be the parent they need us to be. It will help us evolve into the parent they need us to be. And it's a learning curve. It might work today, it might work tomorrow, but in a moment where it's not working, we have to look at that and see it as an opportunity to grow, to evolve, to think, what can I do to change here? Versus trying to change what we don't like out of our child. We want them, don't be so strong-willed, don't be so negotiating, don't be so last-minute Nelly, don't be so rude and disrespectful to me. We're looking at them through the wrong lens. And that's going to block us from parenting them and meeting their needs. So it's twofold. And so when you wish for them to be anything other than they are, you're going to get more last-minuteness and less organization. You're going to get more not listening. You're going to get more negotiating. Whereas if you sit and go, this is interesting. My child doesn't seem to like to do things well in advance of something. She likes to leave it to the last minute. He likes to be disorganized and leave it till, as I say, the last minute. How can I show up to see if I can influence them and see if there might be another way around this? When our kids are not listening, how can I show up in a way that's going to help them listen? If they're negotiating a lot, how can I show up in a way that's going to try and, you know, dampen the negotiating a bit, or help them see that there's a better way to ask for something, that there's a better way to perhaps negotiate, be less forceful, be more accommodating. But when we resist all these things, we're just going to get more of it, because what we resist will persist. So once you accept your children's basic nature, you can contour your style to meet their temperament. To do so means letting go of your fantasies of yourself and your child, and you as a certain kind of parent, and instead evolve into the parent you need to be for the particular child in front of you. So I hope that this has helped you. If it has, and you're enjoying my podcast, please feel free to share them with friends and family. Let's spread the word. If you feel really kind and generous, hop over onto iTunes, subscribe to the show, and perhaps leave me a review. I love getting the iTunes reviews. It helps more parents out there navigate and face the challenges that we all face, and in a better way. And if you are listening and you want to join my new cohort of parents that will be in the group coaching, please email me at louise@yourparentingpartner.com. I've just finished off with one group. We've had an awesome ride. It's been a great adventure. They've all learned tons. They've loved it. They didn't want it to end. And that could be you too. So please reach out to me if you're interested. And in the meantime, I will love you and leave you. And hope you'll be back for more on the next show on Parenting in the Thick of It. Thanks very much for listening. Bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.